This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala nabiyyina Mustafa wa ba'd. Masha'Allah, it's already Monday. That is the fourth day since Eid, for those who celebrated the Eid on Friday. Happy Christmas Eid to all of you, whether you celebrated Eid on Friday or Saturday. My message today is concerning the virtuous deed after Ramadan, which is fasting for 6 days of Shawwal, based on the sound hadith which is collected by Imam Muslim. May Allah be pleased with him, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever fasts during Ramadan and then follows that by fasting 6 days of Shawwal, كان بتصيام الدهر. This word will be as if he has fasted for the entire year. And if the person were to do this in a year, then his word will be as if he's been fasting throughout the life. Obviously, that is due to the fact that Allah Almighty, several times in the Quran, mentioned in various verses the system based on which he rewards the believers. So he says, for instance, in Surah Al-An'am, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whoever brings a good deed, whoever does one single good deed, the reward for it will be 10 times more. And based on that, if you fasted during Ramadan and you celebrated it on Friday, that means Ramadan was simply 29 days times 10, 290. And then if you fast for another 6 days in this month, the month of Shawwal, times 10, that is 60. So 290 plus 60. This is a lunar year, mashallah. And if you keep doing so on an annual basis, then the word dahr here would simply mean lifetime. Mashallah, you check out the Quran, you realize how much Allah loves His servants. So He says in one ayah, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah wants to accept your repentance, but you have to repent. Allah wants to reward you, but you have to do something that is rewardable. Allah wants to answer your dua, your supplications, your invocation, but what you have to do is supplicate. إذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعا فليستجيب لي ويؤمن بي لعلهم يرشدون. So this is what Allah wants from us. If you supplicate, Allah will answer your supplication. So a few questions with regards to the 6 days of Shawwal. Somebody says, I'd like to fast them separately, like every other day, or Mondays, Thursdays, this is permissible. Definitely, they don't have to be consecutive. Another person will say, what about 13th, 14th, and 15th? These are 3 days, and then Mondays and Thursdays. Wait, somebody else says, no, I like to fast the 6 days consecutive, so I'm through with them. Jazakallahu khairan, may Allah bless you. But the most important inquiry in this regard will be concerning those who owed or still owe some days of fasting during Ramadan. They have to break the fast or skip fasting due to sickness, due to traveling, or our sisters due to the period in medicine. In this case, question which imposes itself right now is, shall I make up the missed days first, then fast the 6 days of Shawwal, or is it permissible that I can make fast the 6 days of Shawwal, then delay making up the missed days? The ideal scenario is to make up the missed days, then fast the 6 days, all of that in the month of Shawwal. Oh no, Sheikh, that would be a burdensome. Because one sister says, I owe 12 days from Ramadan. So if you want me to fast 12 days and then 6 days, it's 18 days. How can I do it? In addition to it, was Eid and Eid vacation, I have to look for the family, etc. Some people also need to travel plans or whatever. They barely can fast the 6 days in Shawwal. Then, mashallah, they will make up the next days throughout the rest of the year. The Qa'da, the Hijjah, Muharram. As a matter of fact, Aisha radiallahu anha said, I used to make up some of the next days which I missed during Ramadan in Sha'ban of the following year, which means just a few weeks before Ramadan of the following year. So, wajibul waqt muwassa, which means I don't have to make them up immediately. We say the ideal scenario is to begin by making up the missed days. But since it is not possible, it is permissible to fast the 6 days of Shawwal. I know what you're going to say, Sheikh so and so, Sheikh so and so. I agree. I'm saying that in case that it is not possible, then no problem. Because Aisha radiallahu anha said, I used to delay making up my missed days of Ramadan and the next Shaban of the next year. Sorry for that. Well, in this case, if Aisha, and she's a mother of the believers, used to do so, and that would definitely be based on the knowledge of the Prophet ﷺ, that means he was fully aware of what she used to do, then there is no problem. Why make it difficult for people? I said the ideal scenario is 1, 2, 3. You make up first, then you fast the voluntary fast. Not possible. May Allah bless you. Enough for the day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. And may Allah enable us to continue after Ramadan, doing what is good. Even after fasting the 6 days of Shawwal and making up the next days of Ramadan, if you only need. There are a lot of things that we still can do and we should do. We'll be talking about them in future events, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.